You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
So we're just going to take a giant bird's dog-sized shit on this game right now.
My favorite thing was, I saw it referred to as a cat weasel.
Cat weasel, that was a word, weird one. I actually heard cat bat,
okay.
Bird dog as I know it.
Cat dog.
That was a great show.
Cat dog.
Cat dog.
Little cat dog.
Something about a world. That was great. I wish we could talk about that right now. I'd like to review that series. That needs to come back. Nickelodeon, get on it.
I love Nickelodeon. Guts! Tell them what they won, Mo. All those things.
Yeah, no, that was great times. Not so much The Last Guardian, which is a great time, but that is what we're reviewing today. It is Team Ico's long in development adventure game? Action-adventure game?
I think it's a tested frustration.
That's a good definition for this game. But yes, this game was revealed, I think, at Sony's E3 press conference in 2009. At that time, they revealed that Team Ico had been working on it since 2007, 2 years after Shadow of the Colossus, which came out in 2005 on the PS2. This was supposed to be a PS3 game.
Oh, PS3.
Okay. PS3 game.
Doesn't feel like
And it didn't happen to come out on the PS3. It was supposed to. And Team Ico actually missed the entire PS3 generation, which is like, what? Because has there ever been a developer who has not been like shut down where they missed an entire generation because they've been working on a game?
The Duke Nukem guys?
Okay. Fair enough.
That game is also garbage.
Yeah,
that game
is also garbage. Maybe... I guess here's the thing. Last
this game
Guardian,
isn't garbage. This is not garbage.
It's not garbage. It's just it doesn't need to exist. It's just something. It doesn't need to exist at this time.
It's funny because it and Final Fantasy have very similar kind of stories.
Yeah, long development cycles. They both change into something else, than maybe what they were previously envisioned to be.
I think, and we'll get into it eventually with our review, which I'm really excited to talk about Final Fantasy.
I'm excited too.
I played Final Fantasy first, and I was like, huh, you know, it's rough. It does have its little things, but like, it takes advantage of the tech, and I really like it.
And there's something
fun.
There's something there about it. There's something that, it's frustrating at times. It's rough around the edges, but it has a lot of personality to it. Like, comes out in its systems, and some of the characters, which I thought were going to be annoying, I actually ended up liking a lot.
Yeah, it's something. We'll dive into it deeper.
Yeah, sorry. It's not the Final Fantasy 15 review.
But... none of that is here.
Okay, so I mean, the idea of The Last Guardian is that you play this boy who speaks this mumbo-jumbo language, and you suddenly find yourself in this cavern with this giant bird dog named Trico. Now, is he a Trico? Is that just his name?
He just says, he maybe says Trico. I think
that's what he does to call him.
Some of the calls sound like
That's what it is. It's mumbo jumbo. Like that's the thing.
I can barely hear maybe one out of the seven different calls he says. Yeah. I can hear Ico.
Trigo. That's what he does. We're not racist.
Which could be Trigo or Trigo, which is Spanish for something.
That might be it actually.
He's called Trico only because it's the third Ico game or Ico. Sorry.
Are you serious? Is that why?
Yeah, that's what this game was referred to.
I had no idea.
That's what this game was referred to as, Trico. Or like, try, three.
I get the three. Yeah, I never put two and two together.
Oh, I don't know.
Three and three together.
I figured that's what he was called.
Wow, that's actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Huh. Man, Team Ico, they're so self-serving. They're like, oh, it's all about us. Well, our first game is named after us. But yeah, I mean, the basic idea is that, as you saw several years ago, whatever. yeah, I guess it would be. where you play this kid and you have to direct this giant bird dog to escape this place. You have no idea why you're there. Game never takes the time to explain it to you, really. But you're in this ancient labyrinthian
thing.
You have to make your way through it. And in order to do that, you have to rely on Trico. You have to direct him to certain things, like pull levers or climb up on things or jump over things or flap his little chicken wings that he has. And it's like, and as you, and as people, yeah, exactly. And as you saw in the demo years ago, it's like, it looked majestic. It was beautiful. It's like, wow, this looks so impressive at the time. And those sections are impressive. Like, that's what I'll say about this game. I'll start with the positives before we shit on it. The moments when you are outside with Trico is when you have the most control over him. You can give the best directions with him. And when you're on his back and when he's jumping on these certain things, and they're like, whether it be like these giant stone columns or these wooden bridges and they're falling apart and he's trying to get to the other side because he might fall as well if you on top of him, it's exciting. It's beautiful. And in that moment, that's when the game is at its best.
It's Iron Giant-esque sometimes.
Yeah, it is Iron Giant-esque where the initially Trico and the boy, I don't know if he has a name. I don't care. The relationship starts out where it's very, like, they don't know how to feel about each other. You know, especially Trico. He's clearly been injured for some reason. He's very untrustworthy. He doesn't like giant eyes made out of glass. It's like, it's weird, okay? But, you know, we got to build on the relationship, right? Like, of any new pet. And that's a cool idea and opening with it. The problem is that in between all this kind of relationship building, you have to play the game. And that's when it's really frustrating. And when you're not in these open spaces, which, yeah, the game's beauty is on full display, the majority of the game takes place in these really tight spaces, these rooms where you have to either because you play as the boy in the game, you either have to do them yourself and witness the horrible animations and the falls that he does and just the character spasms or whatever.
I love when you're attached to Trico.
Oh my God.
And he like does a jump and you the character's just
it reminds me, what was that game where you play as an octopus?
Octodad.
It's like that. It's the same type of animation. It's like, this doesn't look human at all. And yeah, you play as a boy and you solve the puzzles yourself, or you use Trico in combination. And that's when the game is just so incredibly frustrating because, and I hate the excuse that a lot of critics are using. And I have a problem with gaming press over this game because they're letting a lot of things go that they normally wouldn't for a game that came out with a studio that had like developments like 3 years, and where it's like Trico's AI and a lot of the AI in this game is really bad. And I don't like the excuse, well, he's a wild animal, so of course he wouldn't always listen to. It's like, okay, that's fine in concept, but that's not fine in a game.
It doesn't play well.
Yeah.
It becomes a test in frustration.
Mm-hmm.
There's, and it's kind of makes the game a lot of the times unclear.
Yeah. There's no HUD.
Yeah. So, I think full disclosure, neither of us could finish.
I mean, if you're going to get on our backs because we couldn't finish, there was just a point where it's like, I mean, if you want to go over I'll go over my point. I told you about why I couldn't finish.
Yeah, because I got farther. I just ran out of time and like I could have finished it, but I was just like, fuck this. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, respect my time.
Yeah.
Basically, but go explain yours.
I mean, there's this one point in the game when you're in this very dark room.
Like halfway through.
I'm halfway. It's like chapter 10 or whatever the hell it is. And I had to direct Trico into this room and I noticed that up above me, oh, there's a light source. That's where I have to go. And so there, you get to an ability, midway through the game where you're able to direct Trico to certain places. And I say, yeah, I gotta go up there. You know, and he does the mumbo jumbo language and Trico's looking around, doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He turns around, he yells at me. I was like, stop it. And then I realized,
I hate that so much.
I'm not further enough in the room for him to give him that direction. And then I have to go all the way to the end of the room and like right against the wall and then point up and then he does it. And it's like, okay. And then he stops because I have to get on his back and everything. So I climb on his back and he jumps up there. It's like, okay, thank God. And then I notice to my right that there is an entranceway outside or to some other part of a room. I don't know. And so I point in that direction using the control prompt. Trico then in response turns completely around and then jumps back down to the dark room. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm done. I took out the disc. I uninstalled it and I did something I've never done of a game in my life, not on a PlayStation or on an Xbox. I deleted the achievement, or in the case of PS4, the trophy history, because I'm thinking, I don't want any knowledge of this game. I don't want it to be on my console anymore. That's how frustrated I was with it. That's never happened. Certainly not this generation. And I can't think of another game, even last generation, I was this frustrated with. You can see the wires of this game, the building blocks, the framework is all out there. Anytime you're trying to control Trico, it's all right there. It's just, it's like bulging underneath it. It doesn't know what to do. It's like, it's so awkward and mechanical, and it, but it has this aesthetic over it, but it's not able to hide it from me.
That part before that is even frustrating though.
As far as, I mean, there's a lot of frustrating
the
parts.
That section before you get to that room.
Oh, the barrel? You got to get the barrel? The
fucking stupid ass barrel. Oh,
fuck that.
It's bullshit.
You have to use a guy? Because I had to use a guy. No, like, yeah. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Because that's the first time, and this is the problem with the game. It introduces mechanics without telling you what the fuck they are.
Oh, they tell you 10 minutes later, John.
Yeah.
You get like, the nice after, narration.
It's like, oh, they probably don't get it, so... add some narration. Mm-hmm. The first time, and I think both it happened to both of us, the introduction of that jar of smoke, I think,
yes,
before this.
Yeah.
Which, another thing, Trico's cute. Like, I found myself plenty of times, especially early on, yeah, which I will say, a lot of my great experiences with the game were that first half. Right before where you quit, I was like, I like this. I mean, it's clunky. This definitely... does not feel like 10 years of development.
No.
A developer like Team Ico, who produced great work like Shadow, I don't quite understand why this is so jank. And maybe, again, it's because it's 10 years difference.
Ancient.
We've grown so much.
Yeah.
But during that section with the barrel, I could not figure out what to do. I like could see the cliff, and my head was like, well, I mean, I guess I can go up there, or I could go wherever.
Yeah,
not really. You, sure,
I went towards the cliff as well.
Yeah, and first. I was like, maybe I'm supposed to like shimmy somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck it. Like, and I hate using guides. I really do. Like, I want to actually beat the game on
sure.
my own. So I was like, what am I supposed to do? And is holding on to the grass. When the hell else before this have I been able to hold grass?
They never show you that you can climb it. Yeah, grass or vines or things like that. Things that which are vegetation. The game just. I don't think it's on us. It's like, you got to show us what we can interact with the environment with and what we can't.
No, and like, even then, that first time I was like, I'm an idiot. Like, that was definitely on me, whatever. Mm. Later on in the game, I think you get to a new section, and it's before you've ever ridden Trico, where he's taking you somewhere. And I'm like there in a room, and I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like kind of grab him by accident. Like, I jump at him and I cling on because that's what it always does, which is also annoying.
Yeah, yes it is.
And he just flies up and over the hill. And it's like, you can do that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think before the game introduces the fact that you can command him to jump, or I still don't know what circle does. I don't know what, hey, in clapping above, I don't know, does that get his attention? I don't.
Well, speaking of buttons, Why is the jump button triangle?
Because
when has that ever been?
Because the developers are like, fuck you, I don't care.
We'll put and pin this, but you know what? Another game is going to have triangle as jump? What? Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Is it really?
Yeah. So we have some ex-ICO developers.
Why?
Yeah, like, it's so weird. I can't tell me times I died falling off of something or not reacting quickly enough when Trico, because there are times when, okay, when you're on the wooden bridge and stuff, if you don't like help him in time, like you both die, you can fall off, you know, like there's certain things you need to do.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was like, it's not working. Oh, because it's triangle. And then I run out of time because I realize, because no one uses triangle for jump.
My favorite thing was, there was once a time when I was on the bridge and it like the music starts queuing. And I was like, okay, I'm supposed to run. Yep. And I was like, I don't know where I'm supposed to run. And then I clipped onto Trico, but I guess I clipped onto him incorrectly.
Mm.
When he jumped, my character spasmed so much that he let go. And then I died.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Okay. There was one time, too, Trico just left me.
Yeah, I believe that. He's a piece of shit. He's like, that's a cat coming out in him. He's like, he doesn't give a
and
damn.
I was like, cool.
Yeah.
But then there are instances, you're right, that same bridge section that we've seen in every trailer since, what?
Yeah.
07, 09.
09,
yeah.
09.
That's a breathtaking scene.
It is.
Like, it got me. And I was like, still got me. I don't know how you did it. Like, I like the art direction. I understand it looks dated. And that, I think that art direction was because it was on hardware that could not handle something
better. I don't believe that it couldn't handle it. I don't believe I think the PS3 could handle this.
No, I mean the PS2. Like,
this art direction
was decided because they were working on PS2.
Yeah. Got, yeah.
I don't really think the PS3 could have handled all of this because I don't think the PS4, they didn't build it correctly. Not the PS4, but like...
The foundation's already bad.
There are instances when Trico jumps and you can feel the chugging.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is dipping in frames.
Oh, yeah. It's below 30 and frames I'm just sometimes. Like,
how?
Mm-hmm.
How? You had 8 years. How? And it's like, there are instances in that, and I'm going to keep bringing up the Final Fantasy comparison. We'll dive into it later, but
yeah, we will.
Like, there are instances in Final Fantasy where I'm like, how is this, after 10 years, you're still like, this did not get done.
Yep.
I don't get it. And it feels more like Sony was like, just please, just, we don't want to be asked about it anymore.
Oh.
I think that's what it was.
Oh, I definitely believe that. I think it, Sony should have canceled this game.
Sony,
I'm sorry, they should have done that, because I mean, it was a joke that Team Ico. They're solely to blame for that. They deserve most of the blame, because I can't imagine like any other studio that could possibly get away with this under the Sony brand. It's ridiculous. Yeah, they're a critical darling. They're an art house darling, but they're a business. You're in the business to make money, and I cannot imagine how many millions of dollars Sony sunk into this thing to be released. This thing didn't chart on the NPD. For December, it wasn't even in the top 20, I believe. Fuck. So this is an issue, and I'm just kind of very surprised by the overall critical reaction to this game, because a lot of people are not talking about the problems that it has, and it bothers me.
Yeah, it was funny because in the walkthrough, I was reading through. They comment about a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. During your section where you finally like threw in the towel,
yeah.
I was kind of lost too. I was like, I think this is the section he gave up on. And I'm reading like, how should I do it? It's like, get up in the very corner.
Yeah.
And just keep yelling at him. And I'm just like, okay. And like throughout the entire time that's happening, the commentators in the walkthrough are complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're kind of just like, hopefully you have better luck than we did.
Yeah.
And I go back and read the review of that same site, and it's like 7.5. I'm like, what?
Yeah, something.
That seems really...
I've seen a lot of nines for this game, like eights. Like usually the lowest I've seen is like seven. I'm sorry, but...
I'm not going to give it a seven.
Neither am I.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
In the next 10 minutes, I'm not giving it a seven. Yeah, it's just... There was an instance, I think it was after any time you saw it. You fall under into some water. Water's designed into this game at some point.
Yeah.
And I can't see anything. It's like push a box under the water and like get to an edge is what I thought.
PS2 water.
Yeah. I was like, oh, so I'm supposed to push this box, which it was the test and frustration. Mm-hmm. It was so every time I tried to grab the box, it's like grip it, he would jump on it.
Yeah.
I almost threw the controller multiple times.
That's the other thing is that. There's an enemy introduced in the game, which I call them the Terracotta Warriors, the Stone Warriors. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing where if they grab you, you have to escape from them. It's like, okay, it's like a button mash prompt. Not in this case. You have to press every single button on the controller, and I hated doing that. I felt like I was going to break my PS4 controller because how many times I had to do it, because I'm like, how the fuck do I figure out this puzzle? I got to pull the lever. It's like, okay. But then they chase after you. And that's the thing. Yeah, it's the buttons just... The mapping and how they work, and you have to like how sensitive you press them all play into the game, and that doesn't make it a fun experience. It just ends up being so frustrating.
Hey, remember that one time Trico comes at you and does something to you, and he's all mad and does something? I don't want to spoil it, but he's all mad and does something.
Yeah,
and then
it's horrifying.
And then he gets mad again, and because he did that thing to you last time, you're like, okay, I don't want to mess with him. And you run away, and then you wait 10 minutes, and the narrator goes, I probably have to pet him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should have told me that some other way.
You should have told it immediately as soon as you woke up, as soon as he was freaking out.
Yeah.
That's what games do. They want to create such a cinema. This should be a Studio Ghibli movie. This should be something that then it'd be beautiful. I'd be like, oh my God, it's a boy and his dog story, except the dog is huge, you know, and it's this wonder. It's fantastical. It's beautiful. It's melancholy. It would work that way, but not as a game. I can't appreciate it as a game because it's too frustrating.
Fuck. Like, I can't. I just, man. Yeah.
Should we just go into final thoughts at this point?
Sure, whatever.
So I'll do it. So, I mean, yeah, I pretty much said all I had to. If you're a fan of Team Ico, then maybe you want to check it out.
No, you will want to check it out, and then you'll be very disappointed.
I think, here's the thing. I'm going to say something that people aren't going to like. Shadow of the Colossus is an important game, But I think it has a lot of the same problems that Last Guardian has, where it's obtuse, the controls are very clunky, and where I can appreciate it for its aesthetic and its cinematic presentation and the fact that it's really, it's 13 incredible boss battles, but it's not, that's it. It's all it is. And with Ico, not a good game. And I stand by that. I just think that Team Ico is placed on such a pedestal for some reason, not only among video game players, but particularly from the video game press. And I just don't think they should be. I think they should be treated the same as any other developer. And even if you have a developer that makes a game and has much less problems like their game than this particular one, they're still criticized even more. So that just really bothers me. I think that there's some type of bias going on with it. And you know, you can come after me for that, that's fine, but it's just weird. But just for the game itself, it's frustrating, it's obtuse. I think at the end of the day, the thing that bothers me most about is that I didn't like Trico. I found him charming at points, but he's just like a frustrating gameplay mechanic, and that broke whatever Team Ico wanted me to feel about him. I just ended up didn't. So I'd probably give this, 3 out of 10 giant bird dog turds.
I will say what you said about Ico and Shadow. You're right. Going back to Shadow, I think it's very hard. It does have the same kind of control scheme, mm-hmm. but hey, you get to choose when you grip onto something. That's good.
Yeah.
It is obtuse because it is just this big open field and you kind of have to find where to go. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, they give you a sword with a beam of light that can kind of direct you to your next challenge.
That's
you
good.
Know, so it's not super obtuse. The land isn't really filled with anything for you to do, but you know,
it's Ocarina of Time land. That's what
it is. it is very singular in focus. It's just boss battles. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look great by today's standards.
No.
But you're right. It is important because it was the first kind of game that I remember, you know, getting some mainstream press about like games can do this weird art house thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore I think Shadow is a game worth revisiting because I think it's sort of the way people still watch, I don't know, like the reference to a podcast we recorded earlier today, but to Spielberg, where it's his older work, it's been, you know, it's been upgraded upon by other people.
Sure.
But it still was first. It was the first one to kind of do that. Mm-hmm, and so I think from that sense, I can appreciate Shadow and I really like it a lot. I think Ico kind of afterwards,
it's not a good game.
I think Ico got a lot of that shine because Shadow was so loved.
Yeah, people went, wow, you should check out our first game.
And like Ico is an escort mission. And
it is.
It has a lot of the things that will make Shadow great, but it is not Shadow.
No.
The Last Guardian, had it come out the year after Shadow on a PS2, I think we would have loved it.
Oh, I think I agree. Yeah, I think because we wouldn't. Yeah.
Because it is, like I said, in that context, it works. But this is a PS2 game on a PS4.
Yes, it is.
And I'm you've heard in multiple shows, I'm the biggest proponent of the PS4 or PS2. I think the PS2 is the best console for me, at least. I love it. And that's why this game was especially frustrating. I just want to go through some positives. I really do love Trico. I think he's an interesting little thing to look at. I think he's cute and adorable. I love the little relationship. Like they're just really cute moments between the two. They're very quiet and subtle, but they're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I love the art direction. It's different. It's very Ghibli-esque.
Yeah.
I love the cinematic locales. It's a big, beautiful wonderland. I kind of want to know the story. I really want to know what's going on. Yes, the game's obtuse, but hey, maybe I was just kind of dumb. You know, that's what puzzles are. We're playing games and we're reviewing them, so we're playing a lot under a time crunch. So you know, that happens. Mm-hmm. We get more frustrated by puzzles.
Yeah,
I understand that. Like you hold us to that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What I cannot excuse is your AI character not listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I understand some of the puzzles where I thought I was supposed to do something.
Yeah.
I was right. I was like, I think I'm supposed to get him up here. I think that's where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I would do that. And he would ignore me for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my frustration is exponential because I'm on a crunch. I'm trying to, like, I only have so much time to kind of get this done. So I'm just getting more and more frustrated. And so I go to a walkthrough. I'm just like, okay, maybe I'm doing it wrong. And it's like, no, you have to do this. But sometimes he doesn't listen. you have one thing. Your game is supposed to do this thing. Yep. Your AI character that I'm supposed to fall in love with is supposed to do this thing. And so the longer I spent with the game, the more I was like, I just fucking hate Trico. I fucking hate this boy. I hate this control system. I hate this world. And it's so... The game turned me against it, because for the first half of it, I was liking it a lot and I was enjoying my time, because it was reminding me of PS2 and I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then more elements get added. Water. I still don't understand why the fuck he likes barrels. I don't know why that does anything. It's got that, it makes it's no got
that,
sense.
It's got that bird dog jizz in it. I call it bird dog jizz after a while. I was trying to be as nasty as I could after a while.
You'd be very spiteful.
Yeah, yeah.
You're putting tight corridors where Trico could barely fit.
Mm-hmm.
The...
Clipping through the wall.
You're just clipping. I haven't had this happen in forever where I'm on something and the camera sucks.
Oh, camera's awful.
We forgot to mention that.
Yeah, yeah.
Camera's
terrible.
Garbage. Where I get stuck in a weird spot and the camera likes to do this thing where it likes to be cinematic, where you go down a hall and it's like, oh, we changed the camera angle.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can't do that. Mm-hmm. And it's like boom, 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 and it pushes you back because Trico gets stuck in something. Yeah, the camera's supposed to change.
Yeah.
And then I find myself in Trico and I can just see the inside of his body. And I'm just like, I remember this back from 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good times.
Yeah.
Not now.
No, they were not.
Not now. Not now. Don't do it to me now. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
Is the main thing. Yeah. I cannot believe it came out like this.
I can believe it.
It's just... I really do think Sony was just like, just get it out.
Oh, yeah. They're trolling. I was
I don't remember marketing very much for it either. Like, they would show it. They would show. It felt like they were showing it to be like, we're going to do it. Just be excited for a PS4. Yeah. Buy a PS4 because we'll have this on there.
Yeah.
That's what they used it for. Not because they knew the game was good, because they were just like, people will buy this as long as they think the game is going to come out for it. And by the end of the year, they were just like, we want our hands rid of it. Mm-hmm. Just put it out. They let them have that one more delay. They were like, whatever, just end of the year.
Yeah.
And they pushed it out. Because when you saw around the promotional, I see more Final Fantasy promotions than Last Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And Final Fantasy's multi-platform.
Yeah, it's the other thing about it.
I think that says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy's a better game. Whatever. I'm just fucking disappointed. Frustrated as hell. I give this game 4 out of 10 long, long falls where the body hits the floor.
The body's at the floor. The body's at the floor.